is it possible that the Apostle Paul, Jesus, New Testament writers, how is it possible they could say one verse and just destroy all arguments? Because it's really easy. If you read the book of Galatians, he talks about they come to spy out your liberty that's in Christ, right? And he says the flesh always persecutes the spirit. So that right there tells you pretty much everything in your life. They're always trying to spy out your liberty. They're always watching you. They're always trying to get in the door. Jezebel hates your liberty. Delilah hates your liberty. The legalist preachers hate your liberty. The Pharisees hate your liberty. The Sadducees hate your liberty. They hate your peace. They hate your joy. They hate everything about Christ in you. And so when Paul and Jesus made it very simple, they were profound statements that he made really simple. And they were like, wow. But why is it that way? Why is it the Apostle Paul just can break it down in really simple terms? Because everything's connected. When you talk about the flesh mind, you're talking about the old Adam. You're talking about the old Eve. You're talking about the narcissist. You're talking about the psychopath. You're talking about the system, the narcissistic system. The whole system's narcissistic. Talking about the devil, you're talking about the dictators, you're talking about the legalist in your world, in your life. You're talking about the news, you're talking about the media, you're talking about Freemasons and Jesuits, you're talking about every one of them. Because they're all trying to magnify the flesh. You think it's all disconnected, but it's all connected. So when you're dealing with one of these people, they can talk a big talk. But their words betray them. Their freedom is not real. Their words betray them. There's no real freedom in them because they revert back to keeping some rule, being good enough to. The only way you're going to rise above the rules is walk in the Spirit. Love and truth. The only way you're going to rise above the law, the rules, is renew your mind with the truth. And so when you digest the truth, you become a new creature. You transform your mind to think outside the box, the 666 box, which is the flesh mind, which is the cube, cubit. They want to cube everything. They want to put everything in a box, right? They want to put everything in a box. Why? Because it's the flesh mind. It's the system. The system wants to put you in a box. The system wants to put you in some kind of worldly divided box. Some kind of network down here. Some kind of organization. Some kind of club. The spirit mind is freedom. Rise above the system like a butterfly. The flesh mind is the caterpillar. The flesh mind is the caterpillar. The spirit mind is the butterfly. There has to be a transformation. There has to be a born again experience. Hello. If you're struggling, financially, I can tell you how to break it this week, today. How? Cut back sugar, drink water, and do fasting. At 5 o'clock, quit eating until 8 o'clock the next morning. Eat you some eggs, eat you some smaller meals, and do fasting every day. And if you want to do a whole day fast, do fasting twice a week. Don't eat anything for 24 hours. And you'll save money. And not only that, you'll break time. You'll break the time loop. Fasting breaks time. You might not understand it, but I'm telling you, it's the truth. You want to go faster? You want to break time? Do some fasting. You want to get to your goal faster? Do some fasting and prayer. Do a fast and see what happens. But see, when you do a fast, you're thinking about that all day long. You're meditating on it all day long. It has to reflect back. Freedom. And some things don't come out by prayer and fasting. And so that tells you that it's a cycle, that it's a program, that it's been woven into the fabric of space-time. And so the only way you can break the fabric of space-time is what? Fasting. Because Jesus said only certain things come out by prayer and fasting. And so certain things have been woven. Certain habits and thought process and patterns have been woven in space-time. Because that's what you're in down here. So if you want to break habits, patterns, strongholds, whatever it is, do some fasting and you'll break time. You'll actually break space and time. Be intentional about it. Set your goal, set your direction, set your intention. How can fasting break time? I just told you. You're in the fabric of space-time. And in order to break the fabric of space-time, which are nothing but patterns, you have to step outside of it. So you have to break the pattern for 21 days and set a new pattern. If you want to have a new pattern, you have to have the old pattern gone. The Bible says that in Ephesians 4. Put off the old man and put on the new man. So you have to create new patterns by putting on. You might just, I'm not going to smoke anymore. Well, what are you going to put on? You might put that off, but it'll come back. What are you going to put on? I'm not going to drink anymore. What are you going to put on? I'm not going to curse anymore. What are you going to put on? Because if you don't put something else on, you're not going to put that off. Hello? What are you going to put on instead of what you were doing? Put off the old man and put on the new man. I can't do it. I've tried. Try fasting. If you can do fasting, you can do anything. I would bet $100 if you could fast for 24 hours that you could break any habit. If you can fast for 24 hours, then any habit can be broken. The spiritual warfare, the devil is always trying to upset you and stress you out, right? So these spiritual warfares can be only broken by fasting and prayer. You've already won, but there are certain things that you've sown in the fabric of space-time that reflect back. So if you want to break space-time, you got to fast. And it's not you doing it. It's praying to God, and you're seeking God, and He breaks it for you. And that's the deal, people. Especially the legalistic. Well, that don't apply today in this dispensation. Yeah, it does. Fasting applies in every dispensation. You're still in the same earth, aren't you? You're still in the same earth. There's still strongholds to be broken, right? It applies in every dispensation. It's nothing but prayer. You become, when you're doing a fast, you're just in constant prayer for 24 hours about that, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you're breaking that pattern, you know. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. It's a trip. Taking this stupid trip. I shouldn't have accepted that run. That guy didn't give a tip. It's like, man, I took you an hour. Drove an hour. I got an hour back. I lost money on that deal. Because I definitely wasn't going to take any runs in the mountains because I don't know where I'd end up. If it was Raleigh, I could have done some runs, but it wasn't Raleigh. It was the mountains. Only certain things come out by prayer and fasting. No matter what dispensation, yeah, you already won in Christ, the devil's defeated foe, but you've shown some patterns that you need to break, or somebody in your household or something somewhere has shown some patterns that need to be broken. Some bad patterns that you need to break. Break the chains. Break the shackles. Break the pattern. Total freedom. I got one more credit situation to pay off, and then I'll be content. I do have some other stuff through a 401k that I'm paying off weekly, but I'm gonna break one more debt that I feel like if I get that knocked out, then I'll be content with that situation, that debt money situation. So each day, each week, every other day, something, I'm going to keep chiseling away at it, and then all of a sudden, it'll be easy to knock down. I was digging up a piece of concrete to put a fence post in the other week, and I had a big block of, huge block of concrete. I mean, it was huge. So I had to take a piece of metal and just chip away at it. And eventually, it cracked all the way through to the bottom. A third of it cracked off, I could pick up. Then I took another third off of it, and that cracked. I was able to pick both sides up, finish digging the hole. It's warfare, people. And the devil's not, he's a strategy type devil. The stratagems of the devil, and he can take people captive. He can take people at work, people at home, people in church. He can take people captive, and you think, where did that come from? Because they're not able to fight him. They have no strength. They have no power. I've seen very few men be able to break strongholds, and I've seen very few less women able to break strongholds. But if you want to break some strongholds, you do it by fasting. If a woman has a husband who's not able to break strongholds, she'll probably be in the same boat, because she'll just repeat the pattern, that because he's not setting the pace, you know. He's not able, so she won't do it because she follows him. If it's a single woman, she should be able to break some patterns if she recognizes them. Or if he recognizes them. If you don't recognize the pattern, you'll never break it. You got to recognize it first. Right? You got to recognize the pattern before you break it. Overeating, spending money you don't need to spend. A lot of times people spend money for an emotional thing. The only reason they're spending money is to be emotionally gratified. They don't need it, whatever it is, but they think they do. How bad do we want it? The freedom. How bad do we want to be free? How bad do we want it?